Shalom Avraham Bez Hashem. We continue with Dirush Mishmar Simin Tesif Aleph and Nusimin, Shir number 26, Chaf Adar Beis Toshin Pei Beis. The Mechaber says, Eizi Begodim Chayavim Betzitzis VeEizi Beturim Betzitzis. Which Begodim, which garments are Chayiv in Tzitzis, and which Begodim are exempt, are Potter from Tzitzis? Let me just give you an example of what we're referring to here. If you take a garbage bag and you cut into four corners, make four corners on it, and you cut out a hole in the middle of the garbage bag, and then you wear it. Do you have to put tzitzis on the garbage bag that is now four corners? So you'll say to me, well, that's not a garment. So, okay, so then we're defining that the plastic bag that you're wearing with four corners is not a garment. So we want to know over here, what is the garment that you're chayv to wear midiraisa, and what is a garment that is potter from tzitzis? So just as an overview, we're going to see the mechaber is going to say as follows. The Mechaber is going to tell us that any garment made out of tsemer upishtim, excuse me, tsemer is wool, pishtim is flax, flax is linen, like they used to wrap the esregim with the flax, right, that hairy stuff that got all of your pants and clothing, now they use the styrofoam, so that's the flax. So any material, any beged, any material that is made, any garment that is made out of the material of pishtim or tsemer, wool or linen, not together now, because that's shatnis. Okay, we're not going to discuss, you know, wearing the tchilus or not. We're not discussing that right now. Then you're chayiv in tzitzis midaraisa according to the mechaber.
If it has four corners.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has to have four corners. That's a given. The question is, what type of material are we discussing here? Now, the Ramah says not just pishtim and tzemer, not just linen and wool. All types of garments are chayiv. Okay? The Mechaber will say those are only chayiv midrabanan. The Ramah says the chayiv midrais. And we're going to see the nafkaminas. They're practical nafkaminas. One of the tzemach asked yesterday, we'll see it inside. And let's now read the Mechaber inside and see what he says here. Ein chayiv betzitzis min ha-Torah, elo beged pishtim oishel tzemer rechelim. The Mechaber tells us you're only chayiv in tzitzis midaraisa, biblically speaking, if the beged, if the garment that you're wearing, the four-cornered garment that you're wearing, is either made out of pishtim, linen, flax linen, or it's tzemer rechelim, lamb's wool. Okay? Rechelim, they say, is the E-W-E, the U, right? That's how you pronounce it, right? Okay. By the way, we're going to see a surprise here because we just finished over here Mishnayos Negayim. We're going to see how this ties into Negayim in a few seconds. Now, Avo big day shar minim, ein chayavim bitzitzis, el midrabanan. But the begodim, the garments, the four-corner garments of other materials, the Mechaber says, you're only chayiv in the mitzvah midrabanan. You still have to put tzitzis on them, you still need strings on those garments, in the four-corner garments, but it's only an obligation midrabanan. That's the Mechaber. Now the Ramah says, "V'yesh oimrim dekulhu chayovin midoraisa v'hachi hilchusa." The Ramah says, "No, not just tzemer, not just pishtim, not just wool, not just linen. They're all the materials. You have to say it has to be called a material, okay, of a four-corner garment is obligated midoraisa." Let's take a look right over here. Now we're going back to the world of the Mechaber, where the Mechaber says, "Ein chay betzitzis min ha-Torah elo beged pishtim oishal tzemer urechelim." Now, why is that? Why is it that the Mechaber is telling us it's only a beged of pishtim or tzemer that is chay mederaisa? So we look in Sifkat and Aleph. Kiddetonet debay Rishmal, as you learned from Rabbi Shmuel, taught it. He said like this: "The afinim in the goyim." You see this now?
Yeah.
We learn that from the goyim. Learn it from the guy. The porad beyakos with tzemer pishtim, because the Torah is mefarit, specifies the negoyim by tzemra pishtim. Av kol mokoyim, so to every place, dechsiv bey beged, that it says the word beged, it's a code word. In our generation, if I can say, it's hyperlinked, you know, like when you have your computer, it's blue. It's hyperlinked to what? It means hakavana mitzemro pishtim. It means tzemro pishtim. Every time you see the word beged, it means tzemro pishtim. So the pasuk says in Tazria by Negoim, it says the beged ki yeboy nega tzaras be beged tzemer or be beged pishtim. That's what it says by tzaras, and we know by tzitzis also. We're going to see the psukim. It says also put on tzitzis on the beged. That beged, Tana Beirishmol, they're learning is what is a beged of means wool or linen. Okay, that's step number one. Siv cotton base. Then we also have here if it's tzemerich elim, if it's wool of a rochel, this animal, oy elim zecharim, or elim zecharim, or rams. Avol shar kol haminim. Now this is once again explaining the words of the mechaber, but other types of wool, such as kegoin semer gimalim, the wool of camels, the noitza shel izim, or the wool from the goats, the ashirim, or the silk, v'tsemer anovim, or the wool of the hair, meaning the hair of the rabbit, v'chein canbos, the hemp, v'chol kai gavna, einon b'chal tsemer pishtem, v'einon chayav mitzitzis rak medarbonim. They are not chayiv midoraisa, all these other examples, and you're only chayiv midorabanan. To put on the strings and the four corner garments of these types of material. Now, so far we just defined in the world of the mechaber what's chayiv midoraisa and what's chayiv midorabanan. Now we have a scenario where the mishru is going to talk about if you have the tzemer of a rochel. The tzemer, the wool of this ewe, right? Am I saying that right? Yeah? Okay. The tzemer of the rochel, that's mother, it's really not from another rochel, but it's a bas eis. In other words, they took animals and they mixed, what's, how do you say it?
Made it.
They're animals, different species. Okay, so it's a bas eis. It comes from a goat. So the question is, well, what's this animal now? What's the wool of this animal? Is this a wool of the deraisa or is this a wool of the rabbanan? According to the mechaber, it's called the bas yosef. The bas yosef, of course, is the same mechaber shulchan aruch. The tzamra gamkin lo chashiv tzemer. So its wool is not called tzemer. Will it have elo kshar minim? It's only like other minim. Other types of material. But it's not the tzemer rechelim. It's not the deraisa category. So you have a tzemer rochel bas eis. It's not that of... It's not that of a tzemer rechelim. And it's only derabanan. Umimeilu huadin debechol elu im osam en tzitzis. In all these scenarios, if you made tzitzis from them, kol echad mehen ein epaita ela b'minoi. All of these begodim only exempt the tzitzis can only be if it's the same, if the tzitzis are the same material as the beged. Let me explain what that means. It's very important to understand the flow of what we're discussing these halachas now. If you have over here a beged, for example, silk beged. Never seen it, but let's say you have a silk beged. You can make a beged, a silk beged, yeah. Right?
But why don't you say cotton? Cotton is the one that occurs to me.
Okay, or we could get the cotton also. It's the same difference, if you will. Okay, but let's say you have a silk beged or a cotton beged. The let's just use the silk for a second. The silk beged, the tzitzis also have to be silk.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying? That
yeah.
Why? Because it's sharminim. It's other minim. It's not wool. It's not linen. Okay? So if it's shar minim, shar means other minim, other types of materials. So then kol echemin einoi poiter will not exempt it, meaning from the obligation of putting on the tzitzis, ela biminoi, unless it's the same min. Now, he says further, tzemer rechelim, oi pishton shetar from b'shar minim. Similar flow of the context there, of the discussion, where you have tzemer rechelim, you have the tzemer, the wool of the rochel, of this animal, as in it's mixed together with something else, or you have pishtin, or you have linen, the flax, that's mixed together with other minim. Can we have the case? Either tzemer rechelim is mixed with something else, or you have the pishtin mixed with something else. So how do you define what this is?
Yeah.
So you go basar raif. So Mishmar says, azlin basaruba. You go basaruba. You go after the majority. Im haroi from tzemer, if the majority is from tzemer, from wool, yeah. Upishtim, or majority is from pishtim, not together. It's not tzemer and pishtim together.
Right.
Right? Okay. Then chayim in a Torah. Then you're chayim in a Torah. Then it's a category of deraisa. Because once again, the Mechaber says it's only ein chayvet sitzes min ha'toyer elo beged pishtim oishal tzemer rechelim. So if it's majority either wool or linen, then it's deraisa. V'imlav, and it's not majority, then it's derabbanan. Then it's a case of derabbanan. Excuse me. Now, v'davka im torfon. This case that we just said, you go basar roiv after the majority, it's only if it's tarfon. Tarfon means it was mixed together. V'tavon, v'osam hen beged. And then you spun it together, right? And then you made the garment. Avul im hashesi, the warp, mitzemer, is made out of tzemer, which you just finished learning in the Gaim, right? The warp and the weft.
Right.
Okay. Im hashesi mitzemer, oy mipishtim. If the warp is from tzemer, from wool or from flax, v'ha'erev, and the weft is mishar minin oy ibcha, is from other materials or other way around. So once again, the warp and the weft is like when you have the intertwining, when you take your fingers horizontally and vertical. That's how you have, if you look at your clothing that you're wearing, that's what makes the material. That's what it is, right? So he says like this. In this, according to the Mechaber, you would only chayv in the Rabbanon, even if the majority of it would be tzemer upishtim. Because once again, the case is, the shesi is either tzemer, and the erev is pishtim, the horizontal, and then the vertical, right, the directions of the stitching. Okay, are one or the other. So in that case, it's only with the Rabbanan. The shesi erev lechud loy chashe beged. Why? Because a shesi by itself, or an erev by itself, you go a horizontal direction or a vertical direction by itself, one or the other, you don't have a beged. So you can't say that you go basaroiv in this case. In regards to which tzitzis in such a scenario where you have the case that we just spoke about, what type of tzitzis you should make on it, take a look and later on, sif katan gimel. So the Mechaber said, shar minim, you're only chayiv midirabanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, avdit tzorich levarich al mitzvah shim midirabanan gam kein. Even though you also have to make a bracha on the mitzvah dirabanan, so the question is, so what's nafkamina? What does it make a difference if I'm doing deraisa derabanan? Well, you could say one nafkamina is you want to know, are you coming to fulfill mitzvah deraisa? Or are you coming to fulfill a mitzvah derabanan? That's a nafkamina. That's a practical difference. Another nafkamina, not just what are you doing, but also in siman samach sif dalet, which we'll see, mitzvah Hashem, mitzvah tzviches kavana, we're asking that when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana. So if it's deraisa, you have to have kavana, right? If it's deraisa, you have to have kavana. If it's derabanan, okay, so you have to have kavana, but if you didn't have kavana, you still yotzi as well. That's in the world of lechatchila. Now we're going to see other nafkaminas over here. Mikomokim nafkaminal inin kama devarim. So he's going to bring over here three different nafkaminas. Aleph. The yoyse roi lasses beget shu yoytse boi minatayr. It's better to be yoytse, to fulfill a mitzvah with a beget, a garment, that is a deraisa. I said over this morning that someone asked Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal if his tefillin were kosher. So he said, yes, the kosher b'diyavid. And the person's response is, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's like he was a big smile, very happy about it. So, okay, good. It's good to be happy that his tefillin were kosher. Rabbi Yashiv said back, I don't understand. What are you so happy about? I told you it's kosher b'diyavid. You want to live your life b'diyavid?
Yeah.
That's how you want to live your life? So, over here, if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, you want to do a lower level of the Rabbanon? Do the d'oraisa. Do the d'oraisa. Base. In this arev lo yitzitzis tvuyin l'shmon, b'shuloy l'shmon, v'ein lo yitzitzis acherim. If you have tzitzis that were made l'shmon, in other words, when you make the tzitzis, the strings, it has to be spun l'shmon for the mitzvah of the tzitzis. And you have, so he says here, in the case where you have nesarev lo tzitzis tvuyin l'shmon, tzitzis that were made l'shmon, we got mixed up with tzitzis that are not made l'shmon. Ve'ein lo tzitzis achem, and you don't have any other tzitzis. Oy she yesh lo, or you have, oy she yesh lo sofik al habeged imuchay betzitzis, or you have, oy she yesh lo sofik, or you have a doubt on the beged, if the beged is chayv in tzitzis. Right, the second case is you're not sure, does the beged require tzitzis? And the aim who made the Rabbanon, if we're talking about a case of the Rabbanon, so what's the halacha by the Rabbanon? Safik the Rabbanon kula. So if you're not, you've had safik on the Rabbanon, so we're generally lenient. We're lenient when the safik the Rabbanon, safik the Rabbanon kula. So that's another nafkamina. Are we talking here a category of deraisa? Which deraisa, savik deraisa is the chumra, but savik derabanan will be lakula. So if this is a derabanan case, so we're more lenient. Gimel, the third nafkamina. Imu yoyshev b'tzibor. So this was Semach's question yesterday. Imu yoyshev b'tzibor. You're sitting in the shul. V'nisak echad mitzitziyoyisa b'chol. And he gives a case during the weekday. Imagine this, you're sitting with a thousand tefillin on, and all of a sudden you notice that your tzitzis are possible. Your talus is possible. The im humi derabbanon, if we're talking about a case of derabbanon, yishleimar kavod abriyus doyche derabbanon, ve'ena v'chuyiv tekev lifshay tal yisoy. So, if you have a case of a derabbanon, and then obviously the derabbanon of kavod abriyus, for a person who wears a talus, a married man, or anyone who wears a talus and tefillin, to sit there with just his tefillin on, it's very uncomfortable, very embarrassing. Like, where's your talus? So his talus is puzzled. That's why it's on the chair next to him, sitting, you know, it's folded up. So kavod abriyos, the respect for human dignity, overrides the derabbanan, and you're allowed to keep that talus on you. You're allowed to still wear it. You're not obligated to take it off right away. Then he says, he ends off, take a look at the Prima Godim. He says, the other nafkaminas as well. Now, I just want to share with you, on this point, we just mentioned the nafkamina of, if it's Talos de Rabbanon, so then Kavar B'yus is Doiche, in addition to what they bring over here, that she'af haloivish talis muchieves betzitzis midoraisa ain't a chay lo poishta. Even if a person is wearing a talis that became possible midoraisa, it's a talis. It's a tzitzis midoraisa, right? The talis muchieves betzitzis midoraisa. It's a talis that you're obligated to put on tzitzis midoraisa, and became possible. In the same case, you're wearing it. You don't have to take it off. Why? Because taking off your talis in the tzibur, when you're supposed to be wearing a talis, it's not just a kavod brios of 1 degree. It could be very embarrassing to a person. It could be very embarrassing. It's a gnai gadol. V'doiche iser deraisa b'shev al tasa. Now, it's doiche in iser deraisa. What kind of iser deraisa? The category of an iser deraisa, which was called a shave, sit, v'al tasa, and don't go do. Not that you're going to violate chas v'shalom a deraisa, a lav, because you're embarrassed. That you can't do. But in the case of a gnai gadol, a big embarrassment, and it's a shev al tasa, I'm just sitting, I'm not actively going to do something. I'm already wearing the talus. I'm just going to keep it on, so I'm not going to be embarrassed. In that case, we have over here, brings down, that you'd be allowed to wear it. He brings this from Habi Achroinim, in Simi Yud Gimel. Now he does conclude over here, Omnom afle deyazu, he says, in that case, you don't have to take off your talis in the shul, but you should quickly go to your house and take off your talis there, or quickly go somewhere else. Let's say, walk out of the shul, take a shul talis with you, go out, take off your talis, which is possible, take the shul talis, whether or not you play making the bracha. We discussed that in the previous siman. We're not getting to that now. But we are discussing over here that even if it is a deraisa, there are achroinim in Simin Yud Gimel, which we'll discuss when we get to that, which will say you can still be lenient and still keep it on, but you should be memaher, you should quickly go put on a different one. Let's continue now in the world of the Ramah. So until now, we spoke in the world of the Mechaber. Now the Ramah says, V'yesh oim dekulut chayav midoraisa, v'hachi hilchusa. The Ramah says, no, all of these cases of material, of begodim, are chayav midoraisa. And that's the halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we're going to bring psukim over here. We're going to learn a piece of Gemara here, Menachas Daf Lamed Tes, to understand where this is coming from, this psak from the Ramah. Poiskim ki Rava. We pass him like Rava. That's Machlokes in the Gemara, Menachas, and we pass him like Rava. The Rava Rabbi. Rava has a kasha. The pasuk says, Al Tzitzis Akonov. You should put Al Tzitzis on the corner. Mashma min konov. So the connotation from the Gemara based on the pasuk, Al Tzitzis Akonov, konov means the corner, on the tzitzis of the from the corner. Mashma min konov. What type of tzitzis should you put on your four corner garment? You should put on tzitzis that are the same species as what? As your konov, as your corner. Perush, afilu eina yishel tzemer opishtim. Even if it's not of tzemer opishtim, mikomokam yuat tzitzis mi mena beged. Even if it's not of tzemer opishtim, even if it's not wool or linen, the tzitzis should be the mina beged, the type of material that the beged is.
You have to do that, right?
That's the first part. Mahalach in the Gemara. Okay? We're asking a kasha from Sukkim. Uksiv, and it says, that was in Bamidbar. Then it says, in Dvarim, it says, Ulay silba shatnit, semro pishtam yachtav, gidilum tasaloch. It says, Ulay silba shatnit, don't wear shatnit. Semer upishtim, upishtim yachtov, right? Loisil b'shadnes semer upishtim yachtov. Don't wear shadnes, which is semer upishtim together. Gedilim, you should make strings, gedilim as strings, tasaloch, you should make for yourself. Mayhem from them. So it sounds like what? It sounds like you should make your strings from shadnes. Look at the pasuk. Loisil b'shadnes, don't wear shadnes. Semro pishtim yachtav together, gedilim tasaloch. But you should make strings from them. Now, in other words, don't wear shatnez, but you're making strings, make them from them. From what? From the shatnez. That's what it sounds like, right? Hakeitzad, so how do you understand this? Semer upishtim poitrin bein biminon bein shloi biminon. So the Gemara continues to explain that semer upishtim, wool and linen, semer upishtim poitrin, they exempt for the tzitzis the beged, whether it's a biminon, whether it's the same material, or not the same material. So what that means like this. If you attach strings of wool, or if you attach strings of linen, those are the best to use, the strings of wool and linen, those are the best. Several pishtim of the tzitzis, of the strings of the tzitzis, they exempt no matter what type of material it is. So let's say you had, once again, a silk beged, and you attached the strings of wool or linen to the silk beged, you're good. Now we're going to learn later on exactly what type of strings you should use, because there's a concern of avoiding shadness, but we'll put it aside for now. Sharminin, back in the Mishnah here, right? So once again, several pishtim paitim bein b'minim bein shelo b'minim. Sharminin, other types of materials, b'minim paitrin, they only, you can fulfill the mitzvah with the same material, b'minon, with their min, their species, shaloi b'minon einam paitrin. But if it's not their min, it's not going to be paitrin, not going to fulfill the obligation. U'machriya rama kedei azu. And there are more passages like this opinion. Shekein svilu l'roiv achreinim k'rova l'idreish min nekonof. Because most of the achreinim passing like Rava, l'idreish min konof, that it sits have to be the type of material that the garment is. Ushmamino the chol minei beged chayiv min atoyer v'tzitzis. So you learn from here, the pasuk says min konof. So any type of material that you use from that same beged of the material, so if you have silk beged and you put on silk strings, you have deraisa now. Not just pishtim, utzera pishtim. Now, what do tzera pishtim do for me? Tzera pishtim are like the master key. The master key opens every single door. So to tzera pishtim, put on any type of beged, put on a silk beged, put on a cotton beged, put on any type of beged, you're yoytzim in deraisa. Let's just finish over here. It should be the same beged. And this is what the Ramah says, this is how we pass. Now, the Mishmur here in Sifkat and Hay says, the Yirei Shemayim, a God-fearing Jew, should do what? The Yirei Shemayim. Yachmir ha'atzma. He should be machmir. What's the Chumra here? Lachush l'dei ha'rishayin uviyas ha'talas al-shal tzemer. Be choshish, be concerned for the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, for the Mechaber's opinion. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said that to fulfill the Daraisa, and we said we want to fulfill the Daraisa in the best way possible. The mitzvah, the best way possible is the Daraisa. Is what? If the beged itself is out of wool. That's what we said, right? Okay? Mitzemer opishtim. So, Yirei Shemayim, Yachma Atzma, Velachush L'Dei Rishonah, V'yasa Talash Seltzemer. Make sure the beged is out of wool. We're a wool beged. So this, therefore, you'll be fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa, according to everyone, the mitzvah tzitzis on the deraisa category level. And it's appropriate that you should make both the talis gadol and the talis katan shel tzemer. In other words, the person might say, okay, all I need is to wear the talis gadol. Talis gadol, I make the bracha on that for Ashkenaz, right? So I them also, all I need is the talis gadol to be wool. No, so the Mishmur addresses that and he says, no, the talis gadol and the talis katan should both be out of wool. Okay? Now, this is the Mishmur, what he's telling us over here. That's why you'll find people, even in the summertime, wearing wool tzitzis. So you say, well, that's not, who wants to wear a wool garment in the summertime? But in the Ishmael, they bring over here, Ramosha talks about it, that that's how you do the mitzvah. If that's how you do the mitzvah, then that's you wear a wool garment. Now, the Chazon Ish, I just want to tell you, the Chazon Ish would wear a talis katan of other minim. Just like the Gra and Maaser Rav. Okay? Now, so therefore, what am I telling you? Those who wear a cotton beged, you have a lot on your side, very heavy weight in your side over here. You had the Chazon Ish, just like the Gra did as well. Okay? But I just want to tell you what the Mishru says, that he says, Anochon Shiasa Bein Talas Koton, Bein Talas Godol, The Talis Golden, Talis Golden should be added Tzemer.